Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. Happy day.
Hey.
It's already light outside. Amazing.
Oh, wow.
I love this time of year.
Me too.
5:48 in the morning.
It's wearing me out already, but yes, I like it too.
What do you mean it's wearing
me
out?
Well, I've been getting a lot of much-needed exercise, but I find myself, last night, I couldn't even stay up for Survivor.
What?
I couldn't. I watched the Warriors and then just...
Ugh.
I got
in bed.
You're
so depressed you got in bed?
I got... Well, yeah, that wasn't good, but we're all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's only game two.
Right. So, I didn't... And then normally, I get up before my alarm 95% of the time.
Incredible.
Like, I see the clock and go...
That's incredible.
I wake up, I see the clock and go...
I go, thank God I have 15 more minutes before that thing goes off.
I always go, I can use these minutes. Let me get up. Today, fully slept to the alarm. Just, Jesus. So, yeah. But the surf's been fun. So,
good.
I'm having...
No, it sounds like you're having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun. I mean,
buddy... Happy Vinny.
...came around the corner at this one spot we go, and there was...
Who's your buddy?
My friend Nick.
Nick? Who? I've never heard of Nick.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if we approve. We need to know about
you don't need
what
it. It's a need-to-know basis.
No, tell us about Nick. What do you mean, Nick?
We come around the corner, and there's not one person in the water, and it's good. Like, really good. And the water's, like, bright green. And
fascinating. Where'd you meet Nick?
Yeah, how come he's our friend?
Why do we like him so much?
I met him in my neighborhood.
New neighborhood or old neighborhood?
Old neighborhood.
Oh, so he's not a really recent friend.
No, I've known him a while.
Okay.
No, we've hung out. I don't know why you haven't heard of him, but...
You just haven't told us anything about it.
Sorry.
Anything in your life.
Yeah, I helped you.
Any friend we bring up, we got to give like the full history. He's got a million questions, but Nick apparently is a man of mystery. Okay, so Nick is married, dude? Married,
he's coupled up. He's got a kid.
Yeah.
Living
boy.
In sin.
Oh. I guess he is living in sin.
Nice.
Sexy. You know, a lot of us are doing that these days.
Yes, that does seem to be.
We don't need the state to sanction
half
our
the people
relationship.
On the show are doing
right.
That.
We're good. It's fine.
So,
what's the trouble it brings, boy?
What does
when
he do?
You hear about people getting divorced?
Yeah,
the drama and the trauma and the
dude. I have a Matt Lauer story today that I'm just like, oh man,
half. Oh, I can't wait to get
half.
Where's my hat?
There's nothing. It's not that
What's
juicy.
What's Nick do for a living?
Yeah, what does he do?
He's some kind of graphic designer.
Oh, fun.
I don't know if it is fun because, you know, people say the title and you go, "That I think I know what that is." Yeah. But then you don't really
know. I
know,
right.
It depends on what
company really
they
anything,
work for.
Right?
But anyway,
What's he look like?
Yeah.
What's
is he
look
hot?
Like? What is wrong with you?
What does he look like?
He's a handsome young man. I don't know.
How young? Half your age, what would you say?
Half my age. Oh, man. I got a story that the definitive answer about the Laurel and Hardy...
Oh, my
whatever.
God.
Laurel and Yanny.
Yanny.
Oh, my God.
Laurel
that is frigging everywhere.
I know. The definitive answer is age-related. And so I read what it was, and I was like, you mother... Because I heard what the old guy hears, and I was like, what a dick story.
You know what, though?
I hate
so
you.
Did our 21-year-old intern.
Oh.
I know, because we heard the age thing, too, and then he played it, or she walked in and said, yeah, it's Laurel.
Yeah, she heard Laurel.
And we're like, oh, my God.
We're talking about Melina.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old is Melina?
I don't know, early 20s? She's still in college.
How are you? Get over here.
Somebody.
Yeah. She's probably
She's
in
busy.
Studio
She's probably
D.
working. Oh, here she comes. She's running.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Where is she?
Where's Melina?
I like her.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, 24.
Oh, 24.
I guess she is kind of old.
Old.
We're talking about how you heard Laurel like us old people did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got an old soul, you know.
Oh, is that it?
Okay.
That's where that came in.
Yeah, so I guess, thanks. You know, supposedly the young people hear the Yanny and
whatever, young people. I closed all my rings like 3 times over yesterday and the day before and the day before that. What you got? To the young people.
So what about Nick? How many rings did he close?
I don't know. He was with me the whole time. In fact, I left and he was still there.
So how old is he?
I don't know.
We'll take
a guess.
Do you
really ask your friends how old they are?
Yes.
How old is hot ass Danielle?
40.
Get out of here. You don't know.
7.
See, you're guessing.
Well, I played at her 40th. I mean, it would be easy for me to. I know about how old she is.
Boy, you play all the celebrities' parties,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I did play hot ass Danielle's celebrity
Sammy
party.
Hagar. Hot ass Danielle.
Where's the other ones? Michael Franti.
Oh, you played Franti's party?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, we played him a song. We wrote him a birthday song.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how. That's it. Those are the only famous people I know.
Are they going to have that baby in Fiji?
No.
Bali, wherever they are?
This Sunday's her baby shower.
Oh.
Oh, so she's coming home.
When's she due?
She's here. I want to say September. It's coming up.
Boy, it is coming up. That's
September, did you just say?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, so we're a month ahead of them.
Yeah. Do they know if they're having a boy or a girl?
Mm-hmm.
What are they having? Are they saying?
Boy.
Having a little boy.
Hey.
Oh. I think Ollie has his boys, right? Doesn't
yeah.
he have 2 other sons?
He does, yeah. He has 2 other sons.
Mm. Well, I guess they'll have to keep on trying. Get themselves a girl.
Do you know the name yet?
They told me...
Tell them Grover. I love that
Grover.
Name.
Oh, Grover. That's an adorable name.
Isn't it?
Grover? Mm-hmm.
Grover.
Grover.
Why do you like that name?
Because it's cool.
Just like from Sesame Street, Grover.
Not from Sesame Street.
Yes, Grover. What are the Grover Cleveland?
What's yeah, it? That's the only one
Grover,
I
Grover the blue guy?
Yeah, Grover,
oh
the
God,
monster.
You can't name him.
I'm Grover.
What are you Where's thinking Rachel? About, Vinny? You thinking about the blue guy?
No, I'm just like the name, Grover.
Why did that pop into your head? You had a friend named Grover? How old is he?
I don't.
How old do you think Nick is?
I would say he's 40.
Oh, he's in his
42.
Oh, so younger than you.
Considerably younger
like
than me. Yeah.
Friend.
Well, I would call him my little brother friend. But
so, what did you guys do? Do you guys have dinner often, or do you call him?
No, we go surfing together.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's the only time you see each other socially.
Well, I have quite a few friends that we surf together.
Well, we know about Peter Cook,
right?
And then there's the painter guy. What's his name? Jason.
Is it Jason?
My friend Zev. I go surfing with.
Oh, where do we know Zev from?
From the ocean.
Oh, you just met him in the ocean.
Is it Zev with a V
this
or
is a
Zev
weird
with
conversation.
A B?
What has gotten into you?
Nothing really. I just feel like you know we don't. I want to know more about you.
Yeah, do you?
I do.
All right. So something happened to you yesterday because
we're
redirecting.
Zero
big time.
Happened to me yesterday.
What's going on?
Nothing. So Zev.
Yeah, Zev.
You literally met him in the ocean.
Yeah.
And he lives near you?
Yeah.
Do you see him outside the ocean?
I saw him at the Costco one time.
Oh, fun. Did you recognize him with all his clothes on?
I saw him at... what?
I'm just wondering.
Did I recognize him?
Or did he recognize you?
His clothes on.
You know, sometimes you see someone out of context, you're like, I know you, but I don't know where I know you from.
I know him much better than that. Mm. That if I were to see him out of context, I'd be like, no, I know him. Mm. And what else was I going to...
Were you thinking of Grover Cleveland, our president?
I just like the name.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
it
Grover's
just popped
adorable.
Into my head. I like
the name.
That's
a name that Vinny would name a kid, too. Like, Grover's... That's why you got to give this kid, like, this new one.
I told you the two names I'm pushing for.
What are they
Those
again?
Are
Ripley,
Ripley
and
what else?
And Edie.
Oh, Edie's cute.
Ripley. I really want it to be Ripley.
Ripley's great, but Edie's regular. Like, Ripley's a great... You are Vinny...
Crackhorn
Hassan. You need to... Your kid should have a notable name.
You want me to write her a note this morning?
No.
Yes.
That will not help anything.
How about if I say... what?
You sure? Maybe we should try it.
Should I say what are the odds you're going to choose Ripley?
I think the odds are pretty good. I think that...
Ripper!
The fear is that something comes over her in the hospital. That,
like it did with Isla.
Right. That takes over and suddenly... And I'm not going to fight with her about it because, you know, I want the name, but I don't want to find myself being all in an
broken
argument
over it.
Over it. Right.
Yeah. The cutest thing is what other siblings call the baby. Like, a lot of times they can't say, or the baby calls the older sister. Like, they can't say the name.
Right.
Like,
all names get screwed up.
They do. And it's adorable, though, because then you start calling them. Like, she'll call her Ayay or something. And right. So Isla will be Ayay from then on.
Well,
like,
her grandma is Maka.
We have a niece
named Toady. Toady. What's her
name's Chloe.
Oh.
There you
Toady.
Go.
Hey, Toady.
And that sticks.
Maka's cute.
Maka is stuck. Like, that's what everyone
Manga
calls her.
Is what everybody calls. Like, they couldn't say grandma.
Right.
Manga.
I just wrote her a note.
Oh, to Manga. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, what'd you say? Tell us what you said.
I said, hey, are you there? I have a question for you.
Are you there?
Are you there?
It's pretty me, Margaret. Sure she's... That cracks me up about that chick. She's, I swear, she'll be like, she's like you. I think I can get one more minute. I don't need makeup. I don't need to get dressed.
Yeah.
I don't need to.
I feel her.
She just starts throwing things off her list of stuff to do so she can get another minute.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I can hit snooze one more time.
Yeah. I just found
I'll just give up showering. Who needs that?
I just found a picture of her dressed as Ripley from Aliens.
Right. I think that she. Well, this is what I did.
Oh.
I played Alien for her so she could see where I was coming from. And when you see that movie, if it's been a while. Ripley is
a badass.
One bad mo flicker. Like, you can't believe.
And especially, like, she just, like, comes into her, like, I am going to kill you.
Right.
Played the line. Get away from her, you bitch.
It's a good movie. Yeah. It's still,
yeah.
I mean, the,
I don't know
the special effects are.
Yeah.
Like what we've
well,
got.
Well, because we're so used to
I know,
the,
we've
you
gotten
know,
used
good
to really good
now.
Stuff, and now this alien's like
so
this
it's
weird,
the first alien
all,
that yeah. ever came out?
Well, she's yeah. in
like Sigourney
she's
Weaver,
in the
that
first,
one?
She's in the
three,
first three,
I think.
Yeah. It's Alien, Aliens, and Alien
There's also
three?
Alien Resurrection. There's four.
Oh.
Well, there's a bunch of them, but she's in, I think, the at least the first two.
Right.
And might be the first three.
And those
three.
Are the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Prometheus, part of that story arc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to create a whole universe about these aliens.
4 and 5 says, from the ocean? Yeah, right, Vinny. These surfing friends are probably imaginary.
Mermen. Imaginary mermen, it says. 510 says, when I hear Grover, I just think Sesame Street. Yeah, I like that. Grover. I think Grover's excellent.
Well, sure, you could think that, but then you'll see this little person, and that's who Grover will be.
Dude, a little boy named Grover is the most adorable thing I've ever heard. If I had another kid, I'd name it Grover right now. Girl or boy, I don't care.
You would.
Grover.
You're crazy today. What's gotten into you?
You're crazy today. I'm just sitting here having a
the
day.
The most adorable thing you've ever heard?
So cute.
I do like it.
Little just, you know, bedheaded kid running around. Kids are terrors. Arr. Grover, stop it. Grover.
I like it. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
solid.
Well,
name.
Someone out there, would you do
would
the
you
right thing
name
and name
kid
your
Grover?
Kid Grover?
Jesus. I'm kicking you from the inside right now. His name is Grover. It's a monster.
Oh, that is so weird, too. What? Last night, I'm watching the game, and the missus just goes, you want to feel the kid trying to kick out of my stomach?
Mm.
Did you do it?
Yeah, of course I didn't. It's how do you live like that?
It sucks.
With the person inside you.
I know.
Trying to get out.
It's almost like the more you want to rest, the more the kid's awake. Like when you're up and around, walking around, the kid is like lulled. Like, it goes to sleep all day long while you're moving around. And then you lay down to try to go to sleep. And it's like, well, what are we doing? Why aren't we moving?
Is her hand always on her belly?
Yeah.
Always, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. Like pregnant women.
Anita, well, there it is.
Anita
know?
Would always just rub her belly, so every shirt she had became linty.
Oh, funny.
Right,
she filled it up.
Every single one, she's just always like, it's so
aww.
Funny.
So, hey, speaking of little Cameron, any talk of another one? Like, are you guys just so thrilled with her?
Wow,
well,
we're not in the window yet, but possibly we'll talk about that when we get there.
After you get
like,
married,
right
you
now,
think?
Like, right now, baby's not even a year old yet,
right,
so
right.
That seems a little
That was
bit.
About when we started talking about it.
Oh, was it? Yeah. I mean, we'll,
you did knock him out, dude.
We did.
Well, yeah, we want to keep him close if we do, but we have to make sure that we're 100% ready for another one because we're in full parenting mode.
Yeah.
It's
tough, might as well
man.
Get it all out of the
she
way
had a
at
blowout
once.
Yesterday.
No
like,
sense resetting the
her
thing.
Her blowout went up to her neck yesterday. It was crazy.
The elephant dump. Yeah.
It was crazy.
Gross.
Yeah. It's like, wow, this whole person is covered in poo.
Yeah.
So well,
throw
you do?
A blanket over it and go go somewhere else. Yeah.
yell for the police.
Hopped into the shower.
The authorities. Look at it. There's a person covered in poo in my house.
I went to the shower and just like took a shower with her as I took off all her clothes.
Yeah.
Because it was everywhere.
Right. Oh, no. It's just you have to give yourself over to it.
Yeah.
And then you start putting on diapers way tighter and changing them more. Like if you have once you have like one of those bad blowouts, you're just like, we can't have that.
I think the shirt's ruined.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even wash it. I'm just going to throw it away.
Yeah. But you used it to wipe her up with, right? And then you'd pull it over her head and now it's in her hair. And it's not good. It's not. Ugh. It's not pretty.
No, you pull it from the front to the back, you know?
Oh, as, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see what you're
because
saying. Up and
otherwise,
over.
If you do it the other way, it's going to get all over her head.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I've thought this through.
Yeah. Well, you're in the thick of it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I am.
And Vinny, I mean, you must be so excited to get back into that.
I just can't wait. Woo! Are you going to get a night nanny?
Oh.
What?
You going to get a night nanny?
No.
Think about
that's
it.
That's too bad.
Consider it.
Be fun.
You know,
someone shows up at your house at 7 o'clock, the two of you are like, oh, thank God you're here.
I know. Right. I
see
swear,
tomorrow.
When I'm doing my laundry, I think, Hooman doesn't have to do laundry.
Yeah.
Right about that.
When I'm doing other stuff, I think, Hooman's not doing this crap right now. What the hell?
Pretty much everything in your
garage.
Life. Yeah.
He's got it all figured out. He'd get a night nurse. Well, look, I'm not rich like you, dude. I don't have the money for a night nurse.
Wow.
Get an au pair. You have plenty of bedrooms in your house.
I don't have the money for an au
sure
pair
you do.
Either.
They're cheap. You fly them over. You know, you give them one day off a week. Yeah, they practically pay you.
So we're human trafficking.
We are. No, they like it.
They do.
So I go to the docks.
No,
to get
not
this
to
person.
The docks. You just go online and find an au pair. You get some little Swedish nanny, hot Swedish nanny. Come on, what?
Yeah, I mean, even if not Swedish, the Philippines, just anywhere.
Anywhere,
like,
someone who wants to come to America, and, you know,
they're cheap, huh?
Cheaper than hiring a night nanny. Yeah.
And you don't go down to the docks for this. Where
no.
do you go?
No, there are services online. Find you an au pair.
Is that right?
Someone who lives at your house is there taking it. They become part of your family.
Is
Danielle,
that right?
Danielle's au pair still basically lives with them, and her kids are grown up. Yeah, they see her all the time.
Do they still pay her?
No. She's like part of the family. She's over there for dinner all the time. And she,
really?
Yeah, loves them. They love her.
So the agreement is you house them and feed them? Or
yeah, you house them and feed them. They get money. They get a, you know,
allowance
they have,
kind of?
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's more than an allowance. I'm sure it's pay.
Because it's like their family, right?
Well,
I let you live in my house.
They're living at your house. You're giving them an entry to America. I don't know how. I didn't have an au pair, but I would have considered that if I had an extra bedroom like you do.
I don't have an extra bedroom.
You got
I don't
like
know.
Six bedrooms in that
no,
house.
No. How many bedrooms you got? Every room is taken.
Mm. Oh, it is?
Tell us, break down all the rooms.
Oh, my God. Do you know what time it is?
Well, who cares? It's just getting interesting. Come on, Adele. All right. KLLC, you're saved by the bell, man. I got a million questions.
Are you back on the roids?
No. I'm just a happy girl sitting here. Grover. Best name ever.
It is a good name.
Other
I
than
know.
Ripley. Ripley.
Talking cover today, everybody.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God,
it's
shut up,
get
Hooman.
Punchy around here. We're back on the roids.
Oh, we're not. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back with the trash.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.